Long QT.
The long QT syndrome is one of those scary things in medicine because we can't see it. It's usually asymptomatic and it can cause badness like malignant arrhythmias and sudden death. So Heidi, when should we go hunting for it?
We should go hunting for it when we have patients with syncopal episodes, particularly during exercise, patients who have a family history of long QT syndrome or sudden cardiac death, and of course, we might stumble upon it incidentally while doing an ECG for any other reason.
So we might need a little ECG refresher here. And the QT interval is the bit between the start of the QRS complex and the end of the T wave, and it represents ventricular depolarization and repolarization. A QT interval greater than around 450 milliseconds is considered prolonged, and greater than 500 milliseconds is associated with a significantly higher risk of flipping into torsade de pointe. Remember that the QT interval changes with the heart rate, so unless the patient has a heart rate of exactly 60 beats per minute, you need to use the corrected QT interval.
And thankfully, the ECG machine usually just calculates that for us, right, Penny?
Yeah, it usually does. And if it doesn't, it's very complicated. There are multiple different formulas available, but I would just recommend that people use an online calculator to plug in the numbers.
Okay, sounds good. Now, the causes of prolonged QT generally fall into four main groups. There's congenital or genetic prolonged QT, electrolyte abnormalities, so basically all the emias, hypokalemia, hypocalcemia, or hypomagnesemia, myocardial abnormalities like a myocardial infarction, rheumatic fever, or a cardiomyopathy, and then the one we all know and hate, medications.
The list of medications that prolong the QT is really long, so we won't mention them all here. But some of the classic ones are tricyclic antidepressants, certain antibiotics, antiarrhythmics, and antipsychotics. Anything that starts with anti, basically. But basically, before you prescribe anything to a person with prolonged QT, you need to look it up.
So for management, we're going to treat any underlying cause or causes if there's more than one. And after that, our mainstay of treatment is going to be beta blockers. And exercise restriction is recommended for high-risk patients. There's going to be a small number of patients as well who will need implantable cardiac defibrillators.
And when in doubt, consult your friendly local cardiologist.